Dark Suits and Sad Songs, a DCI Daily Thriller, Book 3. Written by Denzel Mayrick and read by David Monteith.
Sinners whose love can ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall. Edward Perronet. Prologue. Solemnly the pontoon bell tolled, roused by the breeze that blew across Kinloch from the Atlantic beyond, carrying the promise of a milk-warm beginning to another glorious midsummer day. The first sepia light of the sun embraced the sleeping town in its glow. As though roused by this, the wheelhouse door of the Alba swung open. The sun reflected softly off the varnished oak door, flashing more keenly from the polished brass of the porthole, as Walter Cudahy strode out onto the narrow deck, his face a mask, eyes dark. In his left hand he carried a petrol can, his right, bunched into a fist, grasped something small and out of sight. With a fluidity of motion that belied his age and physique, he loped over the side of the vessel and onto the pontoon decking. He cast his gaze across the oily blue waters of the loch, over the steep side of the harbour wall, and on to the road and beyond, where stood a solid granite structure silhouetted in the first light of morning. Atop this monument to the war dead of Kinloch was a simple cross, black against the glow of the rising sun. Cudahy turned his back on the memorial and, facing east, sat neatly cross-legged on the wooden planking, his pupils pinpricks in the morning light. He sat for a few moments, and then, neither changing his expression nor removing his gaze from the horizon, lifted the can and poured its contents over himself. The clear liquid splashed over his bald head, soaking the small fringe that was the remnant of his hair and drenching his white T-shirt, Bermuda shorts, and the wooden decking, as it began to glug deeply from the emptying jerry-can. Cudahy, eyes now closed against the stinging fuel, blindly laid the can down, flicked the cap off a brass petrol lighter, hesitated for a heartbeat, and then, with a quick downward flick of his thumb, ignited a flame which quickly spread up his arm and consumed his whole body, first in red, then green fire. The fire crackled deeply as Cudahy's body surrendered to the flames, rendering down like a Sunday roast. Seabirds cried, and distantly a dog barked as the dark pall of putrid smoke spread from the harbour and across Kinloch, souring the early morning air. As the flames spread to the decking, globules of burning fat found their way to the loch and hissed in the still waters. A woman screamed as the whole length of the pontoon began to blaze. A black mass, momentarily visible through a veil of fire, slowly toppled backwards as the ruined decking collapsed into the water, sending a wave of steam into the fetid air. Chapter 1. Jim Daly woke with a start. Squinting at his watch, he noted the time was 5:28. Propping himself up on one elbow, he tried to collect his thoughts, as well as take in his surroundings. His mouth was dry, his head throbbed, and he felt slightly squeamish, an undeniable product of the overindulgence of the night before. Like far too many nights recently, he thought. As the early morning rays poured through the flimsy curtain, he was dismayed to find that he was taking up far too much of a small double bed, which, while it wasn't his own, wasn't exactly unfamiliar. The walls were adorned with modern prints and arty black-and-white pictures. Above his head, a straw hat trailing a bright red ribbon was pinned to the wall. Beside him, the long auburn hair of the woman he had spent the night with cascaded across the white pillow and framed her round face. Her breathing was heavy, and her long lashes flickered as she slept and dreamed. He took in her pale beauty for only a moment, before darker thoughts began to crowd his mind, and the sickness at the pit of his stomach returned, as clawing and insistent as ever.